Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 145 of Beyond the Supernatural. Don't be afraid of my positive energy. I'm overcompensating. Don't worry. Shit's going to get bleak. But for now, here at the opening, let me hit you with some positive energy, and I'll tell you why. I am very conscious of this episode being a milestone episode, a landmark in the podcast, not so much for the daily listener, but for posterity. If you have ever binged a podcast, gone back through the archive, and listened episode by episode, if you've done that within the last 4 years, you'll know that there is this phenomenon. At a certain point, you reach an episode from November 2016, and it's the Trump episode. No matter what, like, it could be as niche as you like. It could be Blocks to Your Asmar, the podcast where we read through Lord of the Flies and reconstruct it with Legos. It could be anything. But nonetheless, there will be an episode that is not necessarily about Donald Trump or about the election, but, like, the energy is just real low. And you have to say something. You have to acknowledge at the top of the episode, like, you know, we got a great chapter of Lord of the Flies today. I'm really excited about this new Lego set. You know, I got this spaceman who I think is going to make a great Jack. Our Patreon stretch goal to build a conch out of Legos is going great. But we have to acknowledge that it feels like the world is ending. Nothing is the same as it was. I'm scared for my friends and my family. You know, and we just have to talk about that before we talk about Legos. What we're on right now, what I'm on, especially as a daily podcast, is the forefront of another milestone. Every podcast is now going to have the COVID-19 episode when you binge it. And I got cold feet, I have to say, but I'm prepared this time. Like, I was already doing my other podcast, Gameable, when Trump was elected. And, Gameable barely has a Trump episode, but there is at least a reference. We were caught off guard. This time, I'm ready. One advantage of the fact that the last 5 or 6 years has just been one goddamn thing after another is that now we're ready for it. There's a protocol in place, and I appreciate the irony, but when it comes to bullshit podcasts, there is a protocol in place. There is a plan. You are under the steady leadership of an inveterate podcaster, so here's what I got for you for this COVID-19 episode of the podcast, which, by the way, let me for a moment address posterity. COVID-19, which was popularly known as coronavirus, was like a little news story in the United States for a little while, and so you would go to your Twitter news page, and at the very top, there'd be like a big picture of Rey from Star Wars, and the headline would be like, Star Wars continues to be popular on the internet. And then underneath, it'd be like, international news, there is a place called Wuhan, and they aren't doing so great. Then, kind of all at once, for a variety of factors, it sort of hit the popular American consciousness that COVID-19 was going to be this huge thing, and now, like, everything is shutting down, people are hunkering down in their homes, we're supposed to do social distancing. No need to belabor it here, but that's where we're at. We're at the point on the curve that is like, after people in the United States realize they should start washing their hands, and before the point where resources are running out and things are getting really bad. So it's like a very tense time, a rude awakening. People have not yet adapted to the change to their lifestyle. That's where we are in the arc of this. For you future students and historians who will be listening to my podcast really for a sense of perspective on history, I hope that really happens. I hope that by special dispensation for historical accuracy, high school classrooms are filled with the resounding and retrospectively poignant sound of my profuse cursing, just to give students a sense of what it was like at the close of the first two miserable fucking decades of the 21st century. Anyway, I gotta pull it together. Part of the challenge is, when you do your milestone historical episode, you gotta do what you do. You don't wanna pull a West Wing, where you drop everything, you drop your ongoing storylines, and then you do a very special episode. Here's just a special story about how some of the old white men you know and respect might turn out to be outrageous racists and everybody just acts like it's fine. No, let's not do that. Let's stay the course. Let's do what we do. Let's talk about page 145 of Beyond the Supernatural. But for me to protect, like, my identity and brand, it's important for me not to no-sell it, not to act like, hey, I'm young and healthy and I already never leave my apartment, so whatever, which is true but seems crass. I gotta show some heart. I gotta be extra generous. You know, open up and be a little vulnerable in my historic milestone episode. In the interest of showing that big heart, today, I'm going to agree with something on this page of Beyond the Supernatural. I'm going to support it and affirm it. One day of positivity in what will, make no mistake, be an ongoing continuum of negativity on Mega Dumbcast, no matter how bad the world gets. But just for this one day, positivity. And it comes in the form of what was originally going to be the dumbest thing on this page. Back in the before times, when I planned all this and marked up my PDF, on page 145, we are continuing the character advancement section, and this is where we get some hard numbers. This page quantifies how many experience points you get for different things your characters can do in a Beyond the Supernatural campaign. For example, you get 75 to 100 points for killing or subduing a major menace. You get 50 to 100 points for avoiding unnecessary violence or showing self-restraint. You get 50 to 100 points for insightful and helpful deductive reasoning or keen observation. Don't let these numbers worry you. There's not going to be math in this episode. These are dark times, and it's important in dark times that we ignore math. In this respect, our leaders are being great role models right now. We don't need to do any math with these points because the most important number on this page is zero. Quote, 0 points for fighting that's just to show off, too proud to stand down, gets the rest of the group in trouble, or any stupid or selfish reasoning. So that is under the combat section, and it supersedes all these other numbers. We don't need to worry whether you stupidly brought down a minor menace, or you selfishly soloed Satan himself and got a lucky critical hit. It doesn't matter. Any selfish reasoning, the number is zero. One big fiendish goose egg. That is how much experience you get for stupidly or selfishly fighting demons. Now, you might complain that we just finished up with the alignment section, which does offer selfish alignments as a player character option. In fact, there's even one PCC, the Ghost Hunter, where one of the selfish alignments is specifically recommended as appropriate. Not just, hey, you could play an evil character, but like, hey, you're a Ghost Hunter, please consider the Anarchist alignment. Don't want to go that far? Perhaps consider Unprincipled, the Han Solo alignment. Still a rule breaker, but a lovable rule breaker. These are selfish alignments, and they are being specifically recommended to the player. It may then seem unfair that after the player has created their character, now that they're in play, for the GM to spring on them, oh, by the way, whenever you engage in selfish reasoning, whatever you do is worth zero XP. But because this is a day of coming together as a national and global community, and I am prepared to extend that sense of community to Kevin Sambita for exactly the remainder of this 15-minute episode, let's consider why this might have been done and how it makes sense. The thing you might notice if you read through the experience rewards and their reasoning is that a lot of them go to intent, and a lot of them blur the line between the player and the character. Like, it's hard to imagine when you read these things about like, oh, well, if you take down a big demon dog, then you get 50 XP. But if you did it just because you were like too proud and refused to run from a fight you really should have run from, then you get no XP for that because that was a bad plan. It's hard not to hear the author addressing the player as opposed to the character there. I don't think this is meant to punish reckless characters. I think it's meant to punish reckless players. I think that's what it is. I think it's meant to encourage players to play the way you want them to play. And so, when the experience chart talks about stupid and selfish play, I think that's what the author is getting at. He's definitely hitting that fine dividing line between like, okay, you had your character do something selfish and stupid because you're being a little bit selfish and stupid, but it's that gray zone on that dividing line between character and player. So on any other day, I would be reading this in an unfavorable light and saying, you know, why would the author of this game punish players for playing an alignment that the author recommended to them? But as a special treat for this historic National Crisis episode of MDC, let's look at this in a positive light. If we assume that what this means is if you've got a player at your table who's being selfish, then they don't get XP for the things that they do. It might in fact seem unfair to judge the character or the player morally at all when handing out XP, since, you know, you can play even an evil character in this game if you want to. And in fact, there are bonuses, like bonus experience points, for playing your alignment when you otherwise might not. Like, quote, 25 to 50 points for playing in character when it would have been easier not to. Or 75 to 150 points for playing in character slash playing one's alignment when circumstances or powerful temptation begged otherwise. So what's the deal with this moral judgment about whether I get my points for taking down a tentacle beast? But here's the key to reading these rules in a generous way that makes them make sense and makes them something I can get behind in this moment for the world. You don't lose XP or you don't fail to gain XP for being an evil genius, right? Like, if you're playing a mastermind character and you're like an evil, like a diabolic psi mechanic, and you create a psychic laser and you threaten to blow up the sun unless you are delivered $1 trillion American dollars in a giant-sized novelty briefcase by the stroke of midnight, whatever. you can get XP for that. In fact, if there are compelling in-character reasons not to blow up the sun, which, look, it's never a good time to blow up the sun. You gotta chase your goals when it's inconvenient. Then you get a bonus for playing your diabolic alignment when it isn't easy. But being evil is different from just being selfish, because being merely selfish is itself stupid, and you don't get XP for being stupid. That is the cornerstone of this XP system. Good or evil, right or wrong, what did the author say in boldface just 2 pages ago? Quote, brains and learning equal knowledge, experience, and advancement. Brains come first. If you're being a dumbass, then you don't get XP no matter what else is going on. And if you're being merely selfish, you're being a dumbass. Now, this hazy thing about whether we are rewarding or penalizing player versus character behavior and how those things don't always match, especially for certain alignments, that's a whole periphery of confusing stuff that I'm very comfortable complaining about, as indeed I did in the last episode. But right at the very center of the alignment system with the selfish alignments, I think it all lines up. I'm very comfortable with a GM penalizing either a stupid and selfish player who's fucking up the game, or a stupid and selfish character who's fucking up the adventure for the rest of the party. And in fact, I think that that is the exact situation that these rules are meant to address. These rules are designed, above all else, to slap that player in the face and say, stop being a selfish dumbass. We are, after all, here together to have fun. If you're being selfish and ruining that for everyone, you need to shape up or get the fuck out. You will not be gaining XP until you resolve this problem. So this is the end of the episode where I would normally identify a dumbest thing, but instead, it's your favorite thing, a moral at the end of Mega Dumbcast. I'm continually inundated by fan mail telling me, I need to know how to live my life. Chris, please, once again, hold forth. Can't you preach more? Like, maybe as a Patreon reward, if you could just have more Mega Dumbcast episodes with fewer jokes and more smug, Rachel Maddow-like proclamation of your personal and political beliefs as though they were fact. Okay, fine. Just this once. A moral at the end of a Mega Dumbcast episode. In a world full of highly questionable authority figures, I think the one who's got the answer to this miserable fucking COVID-19 situation is Kevin goddamn Sambita, with the basic insight that what holds the potential to ruin everything for everyone is not even evil, but dumbass selfishness. If this world were a game of Beyond the Supernatural, which would be a real downgrade from real life, although by an increasingly narrow margin, if you went out to a crowded bar or to a fucking Red Robin and contributed unknowing or uncaring to somebody's grandparents dying outside a full fucking hospital because of your dumbass desire for a hamburger, you would gain no XP. If instead of the dumbasses running the actual world, Kevin Sambita were the dumbass running the world, there would be consequences for behaving like a selfish asshole in this time of crisis. Unfortunately, and this is the only time you'll hear me say this, unfortunately, we do not live real life by Sambita rules. There is no heavy-handed GM ready to bat us on the nose for ruining everyone else's fun, and so we are on our own recognizance. That is why I am podcasting to you from my bedroom, pausing occasionally for running water and baby sounds in the background, rather than from the very convenient and quiet hotel where I normally go to do my recording. It is why we may even miss a few days, although I will do everything within my power to continue my unreasonable podcasting schedule in even these troubled times. But it's why I'm changing my habit, everybody's changing their habits, and why it is extra frustrating to see motherfuckers out there applying asshole player logic to real life and risking everybody's life because they're bored. Or, quote, just to show off, too proud to stand down, gets the rest of the group in trouble, or any stupid or selfish reasoning. In the escapist, dark and bonkers world of Beyond the Supernatural, those motherfuckers would at least not get any XP, and that, at this moment in history, is the most satisfying thing on this page. Big exhale. That's the COVID-19 episode. Join me next time as I talk about literally anything but this on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.